California, Oregon, and Washington State have lofty goals for increasing the number of non-polluting vehicles on the road. To achieve those goals, you and your neighbors will need to buy electric cars at a higher rate than we're seeing now. Hundreds of electric car enthusiasts and policymakers gathered in Portland earlier this week to weigh how to spur consumer demand. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has the story.
Eavesdrop with me for a moment on a focus group in Portland. A consumer research company has gathered a cross-section of local drivers to gauge their interest in going electric.
Electric vehicles, first thing that comes to mind.
Probably expensive.
Expensive, okay. Quanta?
Gas saver,
okay. David?
Too small.
All right. Doug, what about you, electric vehicles?
They're kind of a punchline, aren't they?
Many of the participants had a hard time naming even one electric car model. The majority tell moderator John Horvick they would not consider a plug-in car for their next vehicle purchase.
You know, my family's all in Sacramento, so that would be stopping 6 times, 20 minutes, is an hour of just waiting to charge to get down there. So
the biggest thing is that replacement battery. I've heard so much bad stuff about that, you know, that's a factor.
The attendees at an electric vehicle conference watched this unfold live via video feed to an auditorium big screen. It's a reality check about how little the average car shopper knows about driving electric, says advocate Jeff Allen.
That's a little bit depressing after 5 years of the Nissan Leaf and the Chevy Volt and dozens of other models available that we're still there.
Allen directs the Electric Vehicle Trade Association Drive Oregon. His nonprofit is prioritizing consumer awareness activities to help sell electric cars.
Just doing ride and drive to get people exposed to the cars. There haven't been nearly enough of those with new electric cars, but there have been almost none of them with used electric cars.
And he thinks that could make a difference. Allen says a lot of electric cars are coming off leases this year and going on the used car market at affordable prices. Mass market plug-in cars first appeared in Northwest dealerships in late 2010. Half a decade later, sales of fully electric and plug-in electric hybrid cars account for less than 2% of all new car sales in Oregon and Washington, and virtually none in Idaho. Tonya Buell with the Washington State Department of Transportation says it's still early in the game.
So the state of Washington has a goal of 50,000 electric vehicles on our roads by 2020, and we're well on our way to reaching that. Right now we have more than 16,000 electric vehicles registered in the state of Washington.
Buell says it was helpful that the Washington legislature earlier this year expanded the range of plug-in models that qualify for a sales tax break. In Portland this past week, major automakers gave a pre-release look at some new battery-powered models. Those include a plug-in hybrid minivan from Chrysler, a longer-range upscale plug-in hybrid Prius from Toyota, and the fully electric Chevy Bolt, a compact advertised to have a 200-mile range. Nissan North America's Director of Government Affairs is Tracy Woodard. She says one thing that should help sales is that the plug-in cars are getting cheaper.
Battery costs are coming down and different models are coming out. I think right now incentives still do matter. We still have the federal tax credit. You've got a state incentive in a lot of these states. I think that definitely helps. Mm-hmm. I think small things like signage for charging infrastructure would go a long way.
Lawmakers in Oregon and California, but not in Washington state, have given environmental regulators the authority to fine automakers who fall short of a complicated zero-emissions vehicle sales threshold. Automakers are meeting the current targets, but the mandate ramps up to a much higher sales volume over the coming decade. I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland.